Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Hot damn.
Whoops.
Big colours of selection. Grey, silver for New Zealand First, I suppose. Blues, reds, greens.
What other colours are there? Is there a yellow?
Everything apart from orange, I think. Yeah, oh, no, tops are like a multi. Tops like hundreds and thousands colours.
Oh, yeah.
There's the cannabis party, I think are probably a darker green.
Bush green.
Yeah, bush green. I don't understand what you're talking about, you obviously.
I've got no idea. I'm just thinking of like native trees.
Speaking of native trees, there was that guy talking about rubbing the oil of a native fern on his face yesterday. The end of the show, we never got to talk about that, Johnny. We need to.
He actually followed it up with a text later and he goes, please, Mike, can you spread the good word about getting the oil off the local ferns and rubbing it on your face? Spread the word.
Which is what I'm doing.
Is that a thing?
Apparently, yeah. Great insect repellent. I'm trying to remember the quote. Something like, if you rub it on your face, it makes your face just feel like a coffee without the annoying zing or something like that.
I'm going to go to Albert Park after this, look for some
native fern.
Ferns.
Native fern. Make sure you're...
Native fern.
So it'll be the silver fern, would it? I mean, we must have more other native fern. And which part do you rub? Do you rub like that big curly,
that
big furry thing? You're not supposed to breathe that in, even. It's basically nature's asbestos, isn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway, fashion, Penny, let's go. What have we got?
So I wanted to talk about tribes and I wondered what the listeners thought because I recently got interviewed about, tribes and like when you're growing up or when I grew up, you know, there was a whole lot of kind of little stereotypes that people kind of boxed you into.
Yeah.
So mine was obviously goth and there
were... Have you been goth from the get-go? I suppose we are. I'm looking at my house.
Yeah, you're still the black. I guess I always wore colours, but went through phases. So when I was a little kid, it was red and brown, and then I went through a red.
That's before. That would have been before there were. This is the thing I love talking about. This before fluorescence.
Yes, I went
just
through
because there was a time when there were no fluorescents apart from on high-vis things.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Weird, eh?
Yeah.
That's when you watch an episode of Mad Men or something like that, and you go, oh, I never really.
Construction.
Yeah. What are those things they put their finger in, and they in circles, they go, they talk to people. What are those?
So I've always worn colours, and then I guess there's been some frightful colours. But, and then I kind of, I guess because the music I liked was in,
gloomy.
Yeah, a bit gloomy. But it wasn't really, when you think about it, it was just like pop.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Cure and Bauhaus, that's just pop, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the thing is that I think, like, when I was growing up, your tribe was very recognisable by what they wore. So if you walked down the street, you would recognise another person that liked similar music by how they dressed. I don't know how you felt about that. Grunge.
Very much so.
Yeah. And I feel like now I'm not quite sure whether it's that it's way more underground or whether people are kind of less like wearing their hearts on their sleeves in the way that they dress or...
This is something that we need to put to. We really do need your calls, listeners, on this 309-3879. Are there tribes that we're missing? This one thing that I think our generation, Penny, did is steal. We did definitely did it with music. Stole all the genres.
Yeah.
We just created 58 million genres, and then the only one left for kids to come up with was dubstep.
Noncore.
It's true. Yep. True. And then stuff like cleaning core.
Yeah,
and
math rock.
Yeah, sock core and stuff, and just like that's which is just rubbish.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's a good thing we did that. I'm just saying that I acknowledge the fact that we just
everything got put in
everything got put in a different box because that's what we're used to doing. It's not our fault. Don't you blame us? 309-3879. If you've got some insight into, is there such a thing as an emo anymore, Johnny?
I don't know.
I believe there is.
You believe there is?
Yeah.
I think I probably respect the emo of today more than I respect the emo of, say, 6 years ago.
I think the thing that I really like is that...
I should just shut up.
When we were younger...
don't care if I respect them.
Did you find that like, when you were younger, you kind of like stayed within your tribe and, you know, it was your family and your gang, and you kind of like were like, ooh, look at that one over there. Oh, they're not in our tribe. Yeah. And I feel like the younger people of today are more accepting than we ever were. So, you know, they don't really care what, you know, what kind of tribe someone's in. They're still going to accept them no matter what, whereas I feel like we might have been a little bit more guarded, I think, because also we were kind of dressing completely out of the norm compared to what the standard New Zealander dressed like, you know? Like, we were kind of competing against people that were totally sporty and out there in the sun and, you know, and I could never go in the sun because I just got burnt, you know, of thing. So,
and I never got into sport because I really don't care about who wins.
It's just about having fun, really, isn't it?
It's good fun winning, but it's okay. Still, if you played well, you play. You know, if it's fine, fun. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Are you there, caller?
What was the question you were asking?
Tribes, youth tribes. Are there such things anymore, or do they come under millennials and post millennials?
Yeah, possibly. Back in the day, for someone who's in their seventh decade, back in old Tautahi, we had tribes. We had the Catholics versus the Protestant tribes, and then you had a mixture of that.
Not talking about the medieval times, man.
No, this is only in the 60s, so it's not that long ago. And yeah, so
I know that. Mods and Rockers in Queen Street?
Mods and Rockers, yeah.
like there would have been eight people in the whole of Queen Street in those days anyway.
Yeah, well, back in the wild west of Christchurch, we backed onto a domain, and that was their playing ground. And all the kids would come around.
I love the way you're talking in a hushed voice.
We would have bike races around the trees. My brother built this pushcart track on public land. And
public land.
There was tribes of kids, and we were probably pre Beatles haircuts.
Sounds pretty Enid Blyton to me.
Yeah, it does. In the early 70s, we all started to grow our hair long.
This is where it all swung out of control, I think.
Yeah.
The music and the drugs and the carrying on.
Did you get much kind of like negative feedback from the community, I guess?
No, not at all, because it was just a good old wholesome naughtiness we got up to in those days.
What's wholesome naughtiness?
Yeah, wholesome naughtiness. It was great.
I bet your parents didn't think so.
Oh, well, we got caught by the police once for being scaring some old ladies.
What were you doing? See, poor old ladies. Do people still do that? That's called home invasion nowadays.
No, we just knocked on the door and ran away.
Well, you guys were up to some pretty heavy mischief then, hey?
Yeah, and then we'd...
Let me guess a bit later on, fake phone calls. Look at Johnny, eh? When I said that, I look over at Johnny, who is the host of a drive show on BFM, and I know you did some fake phone calls, eh, Johnny? Why don't you tell us about that? Why don't you tell us about your tribe and the fake phone calls? Any of the good ones? How old were you when you first started doing those?
Is this Johnny or me?
No, this is Johnny. I'm just asking Johnny because I just nailed that one, didn't I? You and Big Hungry still do them, eh, at home?
Yeah, those...
Hard with caller ID, though, isn't it?
It was very tribal behaviour back then. Because you come from big families, so you've just had a tribe within tribes.
Yeah, I suppose so. My first job I had out of school was at a record shop, and there was like one Motorhead T-shirt, one Iron Maiden T-shirt, one Led Zeppelin T-shirt, the whole of that you could buy in New Zealand sort of thing.
When
a concert came to town, like, say, who would come to town, like, say, ZZ Top or something like that, or a Big Noise Works concert or something cool
the
like that.
The whole of Auckland would shut down.
The whole of Auckland would shut down, and everybody would buy the T-shirt.
Yep.
Everybody would have a T-shirt. They'd never, ever wear it again, probably. But from the gig...
Back in our day, it was the Beatlemania, wasn't it?
The Beatles didn't have the merch
Ray Columbus and Christ.
No merch for Ray Columbus. I've got the Ray Columbus T-shirt.
Ray Columbus lunchbox. I'm sure there's a Beatles lunchbox.
Yeah, the Beatles
lunchbox. That's what the kids are lacking these days.
Lunchboxes.
Wholesome tribal
lunches, actually. A lot of kids are lacking lunches, apparently, which is going to be fixed by April 1st.
Yeah.
Yes, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and we got, you know, did naughty things like that. We had to go and get some manure, and we'd steal the eggs from the chicken farm, and then
like I say, not medieval stuff.
Yeah, no,
it's fun. Put them on the cart, and then just sell some magic beans at market. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so the good old.
I'm talking about studded wristbands, man, and Cook Street markets and stuff like that. Come on.
I'll leave it with you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dan. I just would love to look at it. I'd love to see a compendium of his life. Eh? He's got good. He always has good stories. I'll give you that, Dan. It's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'm trying to remember what else. I'm trying to remember what we used to call people. Trendies. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah. And then when going to nightclubs are so weird.
I loved it.
Yeah,
loved it. Like, loved being a met, like going to nightclubs just to annoy the hell out of people. And
people
I used to dress so
out.
Badly because you had to dress nightclubby, and I didn't even know how to do. Don't know how to do that now, really. Yeah. I've stuck with that. I've stuck with the nightclubs. I really like the nightclubs. Woohoo!
What nightclubs did you go to?
It's going to really show my age. First one I ever went to, I talked about this on air the other day, Chuckles in Glenfield, which was an underage nightclub that they suddenly made in Glenfield for some reason.
Wow, crazy.
And they were Chuckles, for a start. And we were like 14, 15, and somehow we were allowed to go to that. And, yep. You know, my mum wasn't, she was careful what she let her sons do. But that was the first one. And then probably, then you ridiculous rubbish ones like Grapes and Changes and
Alfies.
And then Alfies.
Yep.
New Zealand's
Alfies
only,
is awesome.
New Zealand's only a real decent gay bar at the time and hard to get into. But once you're in there, woo, good times.
Yeah, it was very hard to get into.
Best club.
Unisex toilets before anyone even thought of them.
Great times.
Yep.
Great times at Alfie's. One of my favourite discoveries, actually.
Mm.
And, you know, being a metler trying to dance to S Express at Alfie's. Wow. Rock on. That was me.
Awesome.
Dear Johnny, you've been very quiet throughout this. And, I mean, with your tender age, you must have a different attitude towards tries. Do tell us.
I think with the advent of social media and stuff, I think people... it's a lot easier for people to search out identity through, you know, social media. And, you know, it can be used as a sort of a practice area, you know, where people can express themselves or present a version of themselves, which may or may not be true in real life, but they can use a digital space to do that. And then perhaps when they're out in the world, they're not so reliant on identifying with a certain group of people or something like that.
Comprehensive answer from Johnny here. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my thought on it, perhaps why we don't see so many tight tribes nowadays. You know?
You still see one thing that we can all agree on, the only place in New Zealand, I think, is that you'll still see white people with dreads is Christchurch.
Yep.
So you don't see that very often nowadays, do you? Up in Auckland, do you? That used to be quite the thing.
Yeah.
You know? Back when everyone was listening to Primus and stuff like that and Pumpkinhead and stuff, eh? In those days. True though, eh?
Yeah, totally.
You know?
I've never been a fan of those. I did have them for 5 days when I was a hair stylist.
Did you?
Yeah, I've got.
What about branding? Does that ever come in? Do we ever get brandings in? That was a thing. That was a bit Jim Rose circus and early Big Day Out sort of.
That just looks so painful.
It's just stupid, isn't it? But someone's got one somewhere. Listen to this right now.
Moo 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 moo.
This has been a great talk, Penny. Thank you very much this morning.
Thanks.
All the best.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.